Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Just recovering from a huge chest cold thing. Just been hacking my lungs out for like a week now.
That's not good. How do you get a chest cold in paradise, man? Come on.
Well, I haven't had one in 3 years. It's not paradise. So it's full of vacationers everywhere. Pumping hands with people, man. Bullshit. Everybody from all over the frickin' world now comes here. And it's all from the airplanes. Because it's just a tourist place now. It's a sad deal. I lost my home to lots of these moron tourists.
Listen to you.
Too bad. Well, 55 years here, it was a beautiful place, and now it's ruined. It's just tailgaters, assholes. All the pricks and idiots that I moved here to get away from are all moved here now.
Yeah,
or they come
stay,
here, it throws.
Stay in one place long enough, it happens.
Yeah, if it's a nice place, yeah. If you stay in a dump, it gets worse and worse and worse, yeah. I mean, in terms of people coming. Anyway, what about you? You getting this, getting your bull face on,
every night.
You got
with the wife
you
or by myself?
That bull, like to show them that you're not scared of them?
Nope. I'm not going to make eye contact, man. All I care about is keeping out in front of the people behind me. That's all that matters.
That's right. I remember that there was a deal. The guys went hiking. They're up in the Sierras.
I don't have to beat the bear. Just you.
Just gotta outrun you, baby.
Cameron will outrun me. He's 40 and in impeccable shape. But
Well, that's good. Maybe what happens is bulls, they go after whatever goes fastest. Anyway, they like to.
Well, I'm going to go watch the morning before we're going to run and get an idea of what I'm going to do and some exit strategies because I'm old.
Yeah, they got those little hideaway things you can get behind sometimes.
I checked the route out and watched a couple of years.
You can grab some young kids and throw them in front of you and, throw them at the bull, and stuff like that, too.
Definitely works for me. Trust me.
Anyway, what else? You selling 5-carat diamonds, man?
No, I got a nice 4-carat last week, but not a 5. Only 1 5 so far this year. For me, anyways.
Whoa, where? When? How? What happened? What are you talking about? Who?
And some guy in Cambria, California.
That 100%er, that 100% guy?
Yeah,
the
100
sell through?
The guy that just keeps on winning.
Mr. Sell Through.
Mr. Sell-Through, the man, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. Yeah, I've been sicker than a freaking dog, man. Just unbelievable. I've had these nightmarish nights, just horrifying nights.
Well, I'm sorry
you can't sleep, you're sleeping, you wake up, you can't go to sleep, and you're hurt, I'm gagging, I can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
So, gosh, well, you've seen it all.
Buddy, I've got some allergies working for the first time in a couple of years.
Yeah, Jesse does too. We have all of us do. We get this. Yeah. What happens is we get the blowing the wind out of the south, out of L.A., and everybody gets down with asthma stuff or allergies.
Dude, it's causing.
I didn't know you had allergies too.
Typically not bad. It's just the pollen gets to me once in a while, and this year has been worse. The coughing and the phlegm and the congestion kicks my ass because that's surgery. And I start to get a little paranoid.
Flowering back there?
Oh, yeah, we got flowers everywhere.
It was 50, still
60 degrees. Yeah. We had sleet last week, but it ain't stopping nature here. All the leaves are green.
I love that. It can't. Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I love that. Yeah, just, yeah, wonderful. What was I going to say? I don't know.
I want to make sure you were good. I hadn't heard from you. Typically, I do.
Yeah, like I said, I was sick. I've been sicker than a dog, man. I couldn't even speak. Horse, coughing. I'm still coughing. This morning, I was hacking up. I got loogies that would just, glue a car to a wall.
Coughing up aliens, my wife says.
Oh my gosh. Well, fortunately, they're not green anymore. They're not green. They're brown, so I'm good. I'm better. It just takes a while to clear it out. I've actually done really well with it. You know, it's, you know, this is kind of thing that can kill you actually almost, but you're not in shape.
Anyway. I'm working on him. I am definitely working on him.
So then you're going to run away to Key West after this thing, right, or no? You're going to move the family down there?
Quite honestly, all I've been through in the last couple of years, I was just thinking about moving down there by myself, but yeah, probably.
Well, it's none of my business. You having trouble, though? You having trouble at home? You're saying
I wouldn't call it trouble, just some bumps in the road.
Suspicious things? Or?
Honestly, I don't even know how to say it, Joel.
I don't know. Don't say it. Don't, if you don't want to, don't. I'm trying.
No, she's moving jobs, and it's good because
that's actually the most important thing in the world. I know that. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, it hasn't been done yet. Sorry.
No, the state of New York screwed that up for her, told her if she didn't work a 30-day notice, they'd pull her teaching certificate. So.
Gosh, alrighty, gosh.
She had 30 sick days, so she's only been working 3 days a week, and she's got this week and next week, so.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's good, you know, that's good.
So there's I don't even know how to explain this. We'll just say it's perfect time for her to move.
Who?
My wife.
Oh.
So, definitely a good time to start something new and.
Look, if you're getting your ass kicked, it's any time you leave there is perfect timing.
Without a doubt. So she's been lucky, and every morning she goes to work, and I get down on my knees and pray she's okay.
Well,
so that's all I can do, right?
So good husband, that's all, yeah. So number one thing, no, it's not all you can do, but it's the number one thing.
You know, I check on her daily. I make sure things are good. I encourage her to take the time off. You know, she's got, I don't know, a week left of school, so she's got some finals coming up, and then one more semester to get her next level teaching certificate. So she's got fall semester, she'll have that, and then she can take some time off, and we can go back to life for a little while.
Well, you're facilitating her life. I don't know, it's just good. I mean, she needs change. That's just my opinion. I don't know.
No, I agree with you 100%. That's why we did this. It's why we're making everything work. And just, you know, we keep pushing from here.
Well, it's funny. This morning I doing my laundry because I had, you know, it's a mess, you know. A couple of good things, though. I mean, you know, I got the big Victoria next door that, I restored the old house and turned it into a vacation rental. And it was a big, big issue in the divorce, obviously.
Right, she didn't think you could rent it, blah, 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 didn't trust you, I recall.
Yeah. Anyway, it was I had 5 stars, man. I did really great.
I know.
And anyway, they leased it to this Asian chick I told you that was, you know, works for Elon Musk now.
Yeah.
She's a math wizard. You know, she's not nice. She's laying a bunch of guys back there periodically. She comes for a couple of days with 5 old Mustang boys with different colors. And not very nice or pleasant. And her husband, she says, her engaged husband has a huge temper problem. Well, they're way behind in their rent.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 4 G's a month. They're way behind it. I mean, the landlord said they're way. Joel, do you want to take over that house? I've been praying at this side that God loses them. Just shoes them out of there, because there's a lot of crap going on in there. There's some bad people coming in there. They have sometimes 8 people in there.
Wow.
Then I have to share the laundry with them. And they have priority. You know, and I got my little sheets and pillows, you know, and they got 8 people. They're washing their rugs and shit. And I'll tell you what, I pray to God, I'm hoping the possibility of me taking over and putting and actually running it and leasing and running it as a vacation rental again, Scott.
That's you're going to make some money in between, right? There's going to be some cash in your pocket for doing that.
Well, I don't care about. No, there won't be any money in between. It'll be a passive income thing. Because I'm not going to maintenance. I'm going to get the people I had before. Remember, the law made me get those other people. They were very expensive. Well, shit, they did a wonderful job, and it was massive, 100% passive. I never had to look inside. Totally took care of everything, you know. And then I can restrict to couples and no dogs. These people are like all comers. And then there's people they're knocking down on. These guys are skanks. And then there's skanks coming, they're knocking them down on them, you know, like, oh, there's just two of us. And then the next night, they'll move four people in there. These people are in absentia. They never come here. They don't know what's going on, and they don't give a shit. And now I find out that, you know, I don't know why. She's working for months. She's making shit piles of money. Well, she ain't telling that guy or something. There's another, I don't know what's going on. But it's not good.
It's not good.
I think a chick the other day pulled in. You know, it had real blacked out windows on the biggest Acura SUV you can get. I don't, you know, it's this monster SUV, top of the pile, whatever what Honda makes. Backs in all by herself. I could see there was a little chick in there, and I couldn't see what. But she backs in, puts a, you know, that one big sunscreen on that thing. It was in there for about 4 or 5 hours, and then bam, was gone. I think it was the chick cleaning out all the things that she wanted in there. Personally, I really do.
Yeah.
But they have some people in there tonight, last night, you know, and then the nasty, nasty, nasty maid who I cannot absolutely tolerate was cleaning yesterday. So I'm doing my laundry today because it's my day. And I don't know. I'm real curious of I'm curious.
Maybe they're doing everybody a favor and running, dude.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Wouldn't help Corbin with his money, but, you know, hey, it is what it is.
No, actually, I'll take care of the place, you know. They're running it down. They never take care of it. They don't take care of it. I said, look, Corbin, I'm going to give people in there two at a time. That's it. Not eight people beating the shit out of the place.
I agree.
They only have one lousy little tiny shower. There's only a one-person shower. I mean, it has the tiniest shower in the world. I felt bad because at that time I didn't have any ran out of money. You know, I just had to get a shower in there because I couldn't get open. And I was out of the law down my throat. Remember her and the stinking lawyer? We're just, you know, we're going to have me arrested for taking too much time to you know, because I was, you know, fraudulating their world and stuff. And it was like,
yeah,
I was working like balls off while they were just, all they did is sat there and complained and threw shit at me. Anyway, I got the shower in there, and eight people with one person shower. You can only stand up. One person can stand up in there. You can't even get two people in there. Eight people. For like 3 days. What a mess. So anyway, I told him, I said, look, no dogs for me? No dogs. Zero dogs. Zero animals. Two, and a couple. Maybe three people because there's an extra little bedroom. Like, you know, two adults and a child is fine. That's what I'm going to hope for. Or two adults and their grandmother. You know what I mean. I don't care. But these guys will screen the whole shit, you know, and it just, you know, I don't get any of this more. And I don't care. I'd rather make less money than have a mess, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially all the work that you put in and the fact that, you know.
Well, I could preserve the place. The thing is, I could actually move it into myself, too, which would get out of this basement, maybe. But it's going to depend on heat. I guess that Corbin now has the vacation rental contract. I think it's apparently under his name, and he was leasing it to her. Well, she's out now. She's going to be out one way or another. Well, the fact that there's a vacation rental you can't get anymore in this town as far as a permit like that, it costs $10,000 to get one. You know?
I remember. You went through hell to get it.
Well, I didn't actually. I went. I know I was really actually easy for me, but that was the only thing that was easy. Anyway, I was thinking of putting the vacation rental down here, fixing this place up, and have a little tiny, you know, hotel room. But anyway, I think it's, and I then live in there myself, which would be nice. You know, I can die in a decent home maybe at some point, you know, rather than living in the basement. But I just would think I'm going to stay down here, and I would have more freedom that way, just because I need the, you know, I would love to have the passive income.
Right. No, I got you. I mean, the basement's where you're going to stay if you're going to.
No, I have naked. I haven't taken 5 cents from the shop the entire time I've been back. None. Maybe $100 or two in here. I take nothing from the store. I give Jesse the money. I'm living off of my Social Security entirely.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they can only do that by living in a basement.
Well, it makes sense, and you're doing the right thing. And
well, you know, Jesse's just hot dog. Things are happening with him, man. Unbelievable.
That's what you
he
said.
Met this coolest chick in the world. Oh, my gosh, I tell you that.
No.
Oh
hey, Joel, let me call you back. Give me just a couple minutes. I got to grab this call.
Okay.